Hong.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. So that'll be the day.
The history of rock and roll takes you backstage to the show of stars at the Topeka, Kansas Municipal Auditorium. It's the fall of 1957, and a shy young Texas singer talks about his records. This is the voice of the late Buddy Holly.
Well, we have three records going right now, and of course the first one was That'll Be the Day. That's the first one we released. And then we have a new one out by the Crickets called Oh Boy and Not Fade Away. And then there's one out, it's the same group, but it's under my name. I don't know why they did it that way, but they put one out under my name called Peggy Sue and Every Day.
Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
The history of rock and roll.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly.
Years later, Buddy Holly was killed in a plane crash, but he left a legacy of music which proved to be a profound influence on the sound of American and English performers for a decade. The Rockumentary will feature more Buddy Holly records in the next hour of the Countryside of Rock. But first, let's return to Topeka, 1957, for a word from another Buddy on the show of stars, Buddy Knox.
We just call ourselves just Buddy Knox, Jimmy Bowen, the Rhythm Orchids. We started out with Party Doll, and then Jimmy cut I'm Sticking With You, and we released them about the same time. I think Party Doll was a little, about a week later.
Well, all I want is a party doll to come along with me when I'm feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Ooh.
1957 brought the debut of another influential country-rooted group, the Everly Brothers. Their distinctive harmonic style provided an inspiration for the Beatles, among others, and their songs raced up the charts consistently from their first record, Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love was actually his second record. A couple of years before that, we had recorded on Columbia a couple of country things, but one of them came out and laid a complete Austria jig, and the other one they didn't even release it, you know. The main thing that we were after at the recording session, we were, after that session, we were going on a tent show, and all we really wanted was the session money, the fee you get for recording, you know. That's all we were really concerned about, and that's all I really recall, because we got that, you know, which was like $40, you know. And that's the main thing we were concerned about. We didn't know it'd be a hit or anything.
The history of rock and roll tells it like it was with a 1958 Everly Brothers song, Coming Next.
Roll along, along, Jordan, roll me on my way.
Well, a great big howdy-do to all of our good friends and neighbors. This is Dad Everly talking for the Everly family. And we're going to play and sing you some songs, neighbors. family style, also country style. And we got the whole gang on deck, Mom, Don, baby boy Phil. And you know, Mom, we kind of ought to tell the folks just how old these youngsters are. Some of the folks probably don't know. And Don, our oldest boy, is 15 years old. Phil's 13. And of course, me and Mom, we quit telling our age a long time ago.
The history of rock and roll.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog.
Bird Dog was only one of the country-based records to become a pop smash in 1958. Another was Furlin Husky's Gone.
Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky, know the reason why I cry. Love was mine.
That same year brought a record from Eddie Cochran, which was destined to become a rock and roll classic. Cochran was another member of what was then called the Rockabilly School, a musical movement generated by most of the artists featured in this hour. Cochran's classic was Summertime Blues.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working man on summer just to try to. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
We return to 1957 briefly for a word from the late Buddy Holly, who took a moment off stage then to tell us who the Crickets were.
Well, Joe Malden, he plays bass, and Jerry Allison plays drums, and the other one, Nicky Sullivan, is not here right at the moment. He's out on the stage, I think, doing something.
All my love, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
The Battle of New Orleans worked its way into history books as Johnny Horton's 1959 song about the skirmish has worked its way into the country section of the history of rock and roll.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The Everly Brothers sing again in a moment on the Rocky Mentary.